All right, welcome to another episode of Five with Phil, where we take your questions and we deal with them. We respond to them. And so if you have a question for Pastor Phil, you can text that in to 780-652-1515. And so today's question for you, Pastor Phil, is what is your biggest fear?
What is my biggest fear? Okay, that would be a toss-up.
Yeah, I bet you I could tell. You've talked about this a lot. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Totally. Like, yeah. If you attend this church, you probably know already for sure one of them. So toss-up is between acrophobia, which is fear of heights. Okay. Now, I don't love being on ladders, and I don't like being on rooftops. Okay. So that would be that one.
Yeah, like unsecure
height. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because like I mean, fine. Snowboarding on a lift, all that kind of stuff, no fear there.
Sure, okay.
So the other one, and the technical term, because I had to look this up, it's not like I have this inside of my head, is actually ophidiophobia. So you know what that means, right? Of course you do.
People who make up these names are insane.
Seriously, right? Yeah. So that's fear of snakes.
Okay. And why are they just called snake phobia?
I just hate snakes, bro.
Yeah,
that's
you do.
Bottom line, just don't like them.
I may have heard you preach about that maybe a dozen times.
Totally.
And so,
totally.
Yeah, I get that.
I hear you. What about you? Do you have a phobia?
Yeah, when I got this question, I was trying to think. I don't have anything that I'm particularly afraid of like that, like clowns or public speaking or anything like that.
Yeah, which is a big one, right? A lot of people think public speaking, man.
Sure.
What's a good thing? You do preach in our church.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm glad you're not like sweating buckets every Sunday. Ones.
Although you get a little bit nervous.
Yeah, you do.
Right?
But that's also a good thing.
I do. Do you get nervous? Yeah. I think it's the burden, right?
Right?
It's kind of like...
It's the calling. It's, okay, God, I want you to go forward, not me. I want it to be you. All that. Yeah.
I feel that. Or is your fly undone, right? It's my fly undone. Anyway, what are we talking about? Fear.
Your fear.
So, my fear. Yeah. I have this fear of, I was trying to think, and it's not being able to provide for my family.
That's interesting.
It's there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wow.
So
are you thinking like being injured and then not being able to do anything, or is it
You know, being out of work, not handling finances properly, and you know,
well, I know you on that one, and you do, so that's
a good
deal.
Part of it is driven from that, right? Because that's an insecurity in some sense of not being able to do this. You know, Paul talks about that to Timothy, that if you're not able to provide for your family and your relatives, you've denied the faith. So there's a spiritual component, but I don't want to over-spiritualize that, because there's a part of it where it's like, do I not, you know, I need to trust the Lord in that.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that's a fear that I
have. Huge. So for me, those fears like heights and snakes, those are like kind of these physical fears, but I actually have one that goes more in the spiritual sense. Okay. Yeah. And I think this one's big for me in it. And I think it's a fear that drives me to action, kind of like yours.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is this: not influencing my friends and family enough to make the one decision that matters, which is to follow Jesus. And the reason I say that is because I fully believe that there is a heaven and a hell, and there's eternal consequences in this life, you know?
So if you love someone.
Right?
It drives you,
Right. And so I'm like, okay, how does the burden of the Holy Spirit, because that comes from Him, the Holy Spirit, the burden to just say, hey, pray for opportunities, look for opportunities, embrace opportunities, don't be afraid, speak truth in love, be present, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so for me, that's just a driver to say, okay, I want those that God has put into my pathway, my friends, my family, those that intersect with me, I want them at least to know that truth and love from me, that here's the reality, this is what I believe, how can I not do that?
Yeah, and you drive that again so well, in our church for sure, and our staff, but just, you know, pop into my office and you'll tell me a story about somebody, and you know, I'm not gonna maybe say names, you tell me a story, and it's just like you, that fear is a good thing.
Yeah,
you know, it's not one of those things that you know, obviously some fears are bad things,
right?
But it's something that matters. And so when you tell me these stories, I'm just like, yeah, I need to do that better. Lord, help me.
Right.
And who am I praying for? And even, you know, as we do our reporting, right, and as a staff, that's one of the questions that's on there, right? Who are you loving, you know, towards the Lord? Who are you talking with? And so, that's a fear that you have, but it comes out in such positive ways, the way you deal with it.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. It's important. It's something I think all Christ followers need to at least wrestle through.
Yeah. That's been hard in this season.
Yeah.
You know, hearing stories of people like that invite culture of coming to church, or, you know, inviting a friend to sit with you in Alpha, or just having those conversations.
Yeah.
It's just been so difficult. And that's something that I know is something we pray into, because we want everybody to be able to be used by the Lord.
But what did Jesus do? Yeah. Jesus was always present. And I just encourage our church, man, presence matters. That's just be present in those dark places, in those homes, in those lives, in those conversations, even if it's on Zoom, be present, bro, you know, and that matters because we bring Jesus with us.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Thank you for watching for today or listening today. If you have any questions for Pastor Phil, you can text those in to 780-652-1515. I'm not.